I wanna be Batman, cause everybody really ain't shit to me. My superhero picture me if I was
nobody, but you can call me Batman.
Holy crap, it's Batman!
It's my fucking Bic, Batman. It won't light my Newport.
Hello, Batman.
Yeah, I got the fucking wife too, cause she look like Batman.
Oh yeah. We're back at it again. We're back. Welcome back to another All About Batman edition of Gritty Knows Best. Now, I really didn't think I was going to do another All About Batman episode so close to the other one. I actually didn't want to. I didn't know how people were going to react to that. But then I was like, you know what? This show is still forming. It's still blooming like a beautiful lotus. So, you know, we have room to do whatever the fuck we want to do, right? You know what I mean? If I feel like talking about Batman again, then that's what we're going to do. Especially because right now, there's so many new developments in the Batman world, which is why we're doing this episode tonight. A new trailer dropped for a brand new movie. We got a new trailer for a brand new game. It's a big day, big week for Batman fans. And that's why we're getting together tonight to do this. Right now, it is like 2 a.m. I'm all wound up off some coffee. I'm sitting here in absolutely nothing but a Batman mask and a cape. That's right, absolutely nothing, ladies, but a mask and a cape. And I am not alone. I have two gentlemen with me who are clothed, unlike me, and they will be discussing the trailer, the game, as well as a few other things. In the second part of the episode, we're going to be talking about the Dark Knight Returns movie, as well as a few other Batman-related things, just like we did in the first All About Batman episode. Now, if you didn't hear that episode, make sure you go check that out, because in that one, we discussed a bunch of animated movies that we liked, as well as a whole bunch of other stuff. Okay, so go check that out if you haven't, and now let's get on with this show. Joining me tonight, we have two gentlemen, one of whom was not on the show last time on the Batman show, but this guy right here, this guy's a huge Batman fan, and I didn't know that till like this year. You learn something new about people all the time. This gentleman here is none other than the greatest of all Hopkins, everybody's favorite, Dre. Hello, Dre.
What up?
You're back. Are you happy to be on this Batman episode? You weren't on the last one due to some stomach issues.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Right.
Stomach issues and Skype problems.
Justin, why are you coughing during Dre's...
Yeah, you gotta fuck up my intro?
Oh, my God. Anyway, so I just said the other guy's name already because he couldn't help a cough over Dre. This guy's been very problematic as always. Okay, he has a very controversial opinion, which we'll get into in the second half of the show, so stay tuned for that. We have none other than another big Batman nerd, the artist formerly known as Simfuckus, Justin.
Jackson!
I don't know why you're getting applause. I don't know why I'm giving you one, because you have stirred up a lot of shit. Actually, you didn't stir up as much shit as Mo today. Mo's not here, by the way. Speaking of Mo, before we really get this going, I do want to give some more shout-outs, just like I did on the last Batman episode. Pretty much the same shout-outs. Let me give a shout-out to our boy Devo, Tyrone Hayden, Tyler, Michael Danowski, and, of course, Mo, who is not here. All these gentlemen are big superhero fans, big Batman fans. I was thinking about you guys and even corresponding with pretty much all of you guys while creating these episodes. So shout-out to you guys. Much love. You'll probably hear about Michael more in this episode because he had a lot to do with me watching The Dark Knight Returns. So let's get into this. Let's talk about this trailer. As we know, what was it, Sunday, the trailer for The Batman dropped. I didn't even know. Did you guys know this was coming out, by the way? I had no clue. So this was a surprise drop.
Yeah.
Okay, so we were all surprised. We were all shocked. Now, what the internet is just buzzing. The internet is bursting with praise for this trailer. Everybody loves it. Oh, my God, it's going to be amazing. Maybe one of the greatest Batmans ever I've seen. I mean, people are just going off about this trailer. They fucking love it. And I want to say right now, on record, that I do not share the same sentiment at all. I am not a big of a fan of this trailer as everybody is, and I believe pretty much everybody in this on this show is except me. We'll get their opinions in a second. But everybody's raving about this trailer. So I sat down, you know, I watched it at like 1 a.m. and I'm thinking, all right, I'm a little cranky. Maybe this is why I don't like it. I'm thinking maybe I don't like it. I'm tired. I watch it again in the morning. Still don't really like it as much. Now, here's where I have to clarify this. It's not that I really don't like the trailer, okay? The movie does have potential to me. It looks cool. It looks dark. It looks different. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. The Riddler looks like he's going to be the main villain. You also got Penguin. They both look great. Catwoman's in it, which I'm happy about. She looks great. The cinematography looks great. The music looks great. Everything looks pretty fucking solid, except for, I don't know, maybe the biggest part of the movie, which is Batman. I mean, come on. Nobody's talking about the fact that this Batman, what's his name? Robert Paulson? Robert Peterson?
I don't know.
Does anybody know his name?
Pat Patterson.
Patterson is playing Batman. Okay, now nobody is making a fuss about this except me. So this may just be me. Well, actually, and Mo shared the same sentiment as me, that he was not a fan of this Pat Patterson guy as Batman. Not saying anything about Patty's acting. Okay, the guy is probably a great actor. I'm not saying anything about his acting, nothing against the guy personally. But when I'm watching this fucking trailer and this guy comes on the screen as Bruce Wayne and as Batman, I'm like, what is this, a playtime? Is this dress up? This guy don't look nothing like I believe Batman should look like in the suit, and especially as Bruce Wayne. Now, Justin did bring up, which you'll probably say, that this is probably an early version of Batman when he was younger. Still, I don't believe this guy does not come off as Batman to me. Out of any incarnation of Batman I've seen, this has to be the worst one I've seen. He just doesn't look like Batman. He doesn't have the right feel as Batman. I don't like the voice. I don't like anything about him. The suit looks great, but he got nothing to do with that. He didn't fucking make the suit. Yeah, he beat the shit out of the guy in the trailer, whatever. I don't like the Batmobile as well. I don't like his Batmobile. Not a fan of the guy. All right? This is like, to me, it's like if you get Sylvester Stallone to play Gandhi or some shit. You know, like, it don't look right. No matter how good the guy is at fucking acting or whatever. The guy is not for me. So, am I going to see the movie? Probably so I can review it for the show. But if I wasn't going to review for the show, I would wait till it comes on video on demand. I'm not going to go run to the theater to see this. So, my statement on this is, I'm excited. It has potential. And also, just something just feels off about it to me, which is probably just Batman in general. Probably just Batman feels off and throws the whole movie off. So I can't stand behind this as something I'm truly excited for. I'm intrigued because I want to see if this is going to go bad, which I think it is going to go bad. But we'll see. Dre, do you want to share your thoughts? Because I haven't heard anything from you. So why don't you tell us what you think?
Well, I'm watching the trailer right now as we speak.
Right.
You're
watching Pat Patterson.
He just took the mask off. He looked like the Crow.
Yeah, you got the eye. And everybody, oh my God. Everybody's loving the eye makeup. He has eye makeup on. Who gives a fuck about the eye makeup? Oh, they left it on.
I absolutely hate the Batmobile. That is the one of
Thank you.
One of the worst parts. That shit looks like, you ever seen like a rally car?
It looks like a regular car with like nitrous and like the rockets in the back, right?
Yeah, it should
be like somebody just souped it up. Again, mm-hmm. What Justin's probably going to say is this is an early version of Batman. He's shaking his head. He's getting ready to lay into us. Because this guy, let me tell you something about this guy. This guy, Justin, loves Pat Pattinson as Batman. I could tell already. He loves him. The guy, you know, in the trailer when he lifts his head up and he goes, I'm vengeance. Oh, Justin got so wet. Justin was so excited. I'm like, but this is what you're excited about? The Riddler.
I bet you came 10 times after that.
The Riddler looks like he's going to be badass. But anyway, go ahead, Dre. I'm cutting you off.
It's all right. You say you like the suit, right?
I do like the suit.
I don't really like... I like it better now that I'm watching it again.
Right.
Than I did the first one, but it's still giving me like... You didn't see the Justice League movie, right?
No.
Obviously you didn't. But did you see how the Flash looked?
No, of course not. Of course not Flash.
Well, the Flash suit was horrible in that movie.
Really?
And this is kind of giving me similar vibes. It's just
giving
like
you Flash vibes?
Hmm?
Giving you Flash vibes?
Like the Flash suit vibes. I just don't like the suit that much.
Not a fan of the suit, not a fan of the mobile. What do you think about him as playing Batman?
No.
No?
Nope.
So you're with us on this?
Yeah, so I am definitely with y'all.
Devo is also not a fan of this. We and him were texting, and he said he don't think it looks good, and I think he has the same. And do you agree that the movie, like everything surrounding Batman, looks good, except Batman?
Yeah, yes.
Which is strange, right? It's like, I mean, it's a good thing because hopefully the movie will be good. But how do you have a Batman movie without a good Batman? Like more recent, it looks like a kid playing dress up as Batman. Oh, I'm vengeance. Very scary. Go ahead, Justin. Are you done, Dre? That's all you have to say about it?
Done,
anything
I'm
else?
Done.
Anything else? Are you excited about anything? Anything that looks good to you?
I'm excited that we get a black Commissioner Gordon.
That's right. You get a black Commissioner Gordon. Interesting. That's cool. Go ahead. Now let's hear from Pat Patterson's number one fan.
First of all, it's Detective Gordon.
My bad, Detective Gordon.
Right.
Soon to be Commissioner Gordon.
So, I like the trailer. It was good. I agree with you guys that the movie, you know, looks good. Everything around Batman. But I think Batman looks okay. He sounds good. I don't know about the muscular, you know, features because he didn't work out.
Right, that's the word on the street that I heard that Devo was telling me that he didn't want to work out for the role.
Wow.
So I don't know what that's. I mean, I'm not checking out the guy's fucking body like that. But I mean, are we gonna have a little skinny Batman running around?
I mean, but everything else, I don't have a problem there. Like I said, the voice, the Batmobile, it looks okay. The Batsuit looks good. It's all. I think it's based around the timing of the Batman. Is it year one or year two?
Right, you were saying that you think it's going to be in the first 2 or 3 years.
Yes.
I agree. Now, you also said something that you believe the Court of Owls is involved. You have an interesting theory. Let me set it up. Because in the trailer, you know, Riddler is going on and on about Batman having a secret. Right? It was a secret?
About lies.
Right, about lies. And I was saying to myself, well, what is he talking about? Is he talking about his identity? What is he talking about as Justin? And your idea is?
In the trailer, Batman gets an envelope from the Riddler. And on the envelope, it has an owl on it. So Bruce's parents, I think his dad, was part of the Court of Owls, and they ran all of Gotham for, you know, a long time.
Right.
They still kind of do. So that I think, because apparently Bruce's parents got killed by the Court of Owls, the Riddler is trying to say that you're lying to yourself, you're not avenging your parents' death because they're involved with the city's downfall to begin with.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're protecting a city that your parents were destroying.
Basically, yes.
Interesting theory. I had no clue what the lie was going to be. If that's, I mean, that sounds good to me. What do you think about that, Dre?
That's a good theory. I didn't think about that.
You're a big Batman head. You know, we talked a lot about Batman today. Do you have any theories about what this lie could be?
No, I never thought about it.
Interesting.
Honestly,
I didn't think about it that deep. I knew about the Court of Owls, but I just started learning about them as I said in the first All About Batman, that I'm just getting into more of the lore instead of just the live-action movies. The live-action movie is more my forte, but now that I'm getting into the animated movies and the comic books, now I'm knowing about that stuff. So that is a great theory, Justin. Good job. Look at that. Look at that. You get a gold star for that.
Yeah.
Get a gold bat. Gold Batman sticker.
Gold bat.
So, final verdict on the trailer, Justin. You are more excited than me, Dre, and Mo, and Devo, and everybody else.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good movie, and you just got to wait till it comes out.
Right.
The trailer sucked.
The trailer, it was well done. But, I mean, once Pat Patterson came out, I didn't like it. So, we'll all be seeing it, I'm sure, around the same time, because we're going to probably review it for the podcast. So, we'll keep you up to date on that. There'll probably be another trailer coming out because, from what I heard, they're like 50% done with the movie. Yeah. So they squeezed a lot out of that, whatever they got for that trailer. It was a beautiful trailer. The song, everything was great. And again, everybody's raving about it. Everybody loves it. Maybe it's just the fucking four of us, Dre. Me, you, Mo, and Devo, just the outsiders.
Maybe we're I gotta go on. The internet to see what they're talking about.
Oh, too. They're loving it. They're loving Pat Patterson. The girls love him. They can't wait to see him without his shirt off and him kicking the Riddler's ass. It's going to be...
In the eye makeup.
Yeah, with the fucking crow makeup. Not really looking forward to it, but we'll see how it goes. Moving on. Speaking of the Court of Owls, they may... I think it's pretty much confirmed that they're involved in this next thing we're going to talk about. I may not be a big fan of the trailer for the movie, but I'll tell you what did arouse me very much. I'm very aroused off of this. Gotham Knights game. That trailer dropped. The trailer for the Gotham Knights game dropped the day before, day after.
I thought it was the same day.
It might have been the same day.
Everything's a blur right now. I haven't got any
sleep. I think everything dropped the same day.
Right, from the DC
universe. I've seen everything.
DC
the same
Dome
day,
so thing. Fan Dome. Right? Yeah. So everything pretty much dropped around the same time. Gotham Knights trailer. Wow. Wow, does that look cool. Now, I have a grievance. Now, everybody's sucking the trailer's dick online, but apparently there is an uproar from some people about how this game is not a Batman game. So people are pissed off about that. Because Batman, if you don't know, if you didn't see the trailer for the Gotham Knights, go check it out. Long story short, Batman apparently dies in this game. So now it's up to Batgirl, Nightwing, Robin, Damian Robin, and Red Hood to all come together to take on the city's criminals and, you know, do what Batman used to do and clean up the city as best as possible. And you get to play as any one of them you want. And there's even co-op mode for Justin. There's co-op mode. So now we can play together. But apparently, people are like, oh, we should have got a fucking Batman. Like, it was not a Batman game, so, like, I don't even fucking want to play it, dude. Like, what the fuck? Like,
cut that bitch off!
Shut the fuck up. How many Batman games did we get? Like, fucking five?
Yeah.
First of all, what is Batman Arkham? What is Batman Blackgate? What is that? That's a game that came out in 2011, I heard. I didn't even know that was a game. Look that up, Dre. Something Blackgate. Arkham Blackgate, Batman Blackgate, apparently there was like a game in 2011. But we got so many beautiful Batman games, which Justin just finished Arkham Knight. I'm like not even halfway done with it. But dude, like, why is this even a problem? This game looks fantastic to me.
Yeah, let some other characters shine.
Exactly. By the way, it's called Batman Arkham Origins Blackgate. It's 2013 side-scrolling video game developed by yada, yada, yada.
It's a side-scrolling game. Okay. So we got tons of Batman games. Beautiful, beautiful, amazing Batman games. Can we, like, what is the problem with having one game that consists of a bunch of characters who we never get to play as? With a, by the way, apparently Gotham is, like, you know, huge in this game. It's like an open world game. There's a lot to do. You can upgrade your characters, apparently. Like, it's a long game. There's a lot to do. It looks fantastic. It's like more of a sophisticated game, I'm hearing, than the other Arkham games. Apparently, it's not even a part of the Arkham universe. So it's like its own game. And when you level up, your enemies level up. So when, like, they were saying, like, they also released gameplay. So, like, if you level up and then you go fight Mr. Freeze, he's on your level. And he's going to change depending on if you're level 5 or level 20. And he's going to actually have new moves and shit depending on when he's a 20, when he's a 5. So he's going to fuck you up. So it's not like you can go up and then apparently, you know, you can get in over your head and I guess go into some levels of the game where maybe you're underprepared. You got to upgrade. Everybody has their own abilities. You know, Robin can teleport a little bit from what I hear. Like he can in short distances teleport with the Justice League portal or some shit like that. So there's a lot going on in that game. The story looks like it's going to be like a huge story with the Court of Owls. And real quick before I let you guys get your two cents in, I'm going to just say this. I will be getting the game. Cannot wait to play the game. And I do not believe for one hot second that Batman is dead. He will be at the end of the game and you will be able to play as Batman and you're going to fuck up the Court of Owls and everything's going to be okay in Gotham. Looks like a fantastic game. If you haven't seen the trailer, if you haven't seen the gameplay, go check it out. What do you boys think, Dre?
I agree with you 100% that Batman isn't dead. I just think he's playing dead to get the Bat family together because there's going to be some type of grievance with the Bat family. He's going to get them together because he needs them to beat the Court of Owls. That's what I think.
The Batcave was destroyed, though. Did you see that part?
The Batcave
they destroyed the Batcave, so you have a new headquarters. I forgot what it's called, but it's in the comic books. So they did destroy. So he did destroy the Batcave. So it's like kind of, did he destroy it himself and you know fake his death like in the movie we're going to discuss later, or did the Court of Owls kidnap him? Like what happened? Either way, I think me and you are on the same page. That man ain't dead.
Go ahead, Justin. I cannot wait to play this fucking game. Yes, this game looks fire. I cannot wait for it. I want to play as Nightwing and Damian. Those are my two favorites.
Those are the ones you're going to play?
Hmm?
Those are the ones you're going to play as?
Yeah, I can't wait.
What do you think, Justin?
Okay, so you said that this game has nothing to do with the last three games?
That's what I heard.
Now, if that's true, because at the ending of Arkham Knight, he does this thing called the Arkham Protocol.
Right.
Where I believe he fakes his death.
Right. That's what somebody in one of the videos I watched said, so I'm not too sure. I heard it has nothing to do with it, but then you're right. They said it did tie into the end of Arkham Knight, so I'm not sure.
Now, I think he's dead, but in the beginning of the game, I think they let you play as Batman before he dies. Just so you can unlock him for, like, versus mode.
So you think he's actually dead in this game?
Yes.
There's no way.
I don't think so.
There's no way he's dead.
Yeah.
There's no way. There's some kind of thing going on where they captured him and they're trying to use him. And then the Bat family saves him. There's no way he's fucking dead.
Hey, you see, but I do like the idea of letting characters shine, like
playing as your other guys.
Yeah,
I know who you're gonna play. I don't even need to ask.
I'm gonna play as Damian and fucking Batgirl.
I know you're gonna play as Batgirl.
I'm interested in playing as Red Hood too.
Red Hood has rubber bullets. I saw in the trailer that he's has a gun, obviously has guns, but then I heard they're rubber bullets, so that kind of takes a little bit out of it.
Is Asriel in the game?
Good question. That's a good question. I've been thinking about Asriel as of late. The guy that he took over after Batman got his fucking back broken, right? In the comics? Asriel?
I don't know, that's what I believe
was his story, that he took over once Batman got his back broken, Asriel. Devo gave me a comic with Asriel in it, so maybe he can enlighten me on that later. I'll send him a text where Asriel is, or maybe he might fit into this game. Doubt he'll be in the game, though. I doubt it. I don't think so. But you never know. It looks like a chunky game. Huh?
You know who they should have in the game?
Catwoman?
What'd you say, Thomas?
Catwoman?
No, I was going to say Batwing.
They should. We were talking about Batwing. We were saying that they should have had him, but they probably know Batgirl is probably more popular than definitely more popular than Batwing and Batwoman. You know, that's Commissioner Gordon's fucking daughter who's dead in the game. Commissioner Gordon's apparently dead, and you're not you are not supposed to trust the GCPD.
GCPD.
Yeah. So they're not on your side in the game.
Nope.
So, yeah, they took the most popular characters. Batgirl, would I have liked to see Batwoman? Hell yeah, more guns. Yep. But they probably said, shit, Red Hood got guns. We don't need Batwoman. We already got Batgirl. So, I'm probably going to be playing as Damian. So, that means if me and Justin play, we're good because you're going to play as Batwoman. And I'll play as Damian. Batgirl. And I'll play as Damian. Or Nightwing. But I'm leaning more towards Damian.
Yeah.
And then Dre, we're never going to play together because you got a fucking PlayStation, so.
Unless it's crossplay.
We got Xbox. Which, is that a thing?
Yeah, we're not.
In some games, yeah.
Some games,
really?
Yeah, like Fortnite.
Fortnite, yeah.
Oh, I'm an old head, I guess. Minecraft, I didn't even know about that. I didn't know about that at all. So this looks like a great game, 2021, right? Next year. So we will be getting that. We will be getting that. That was a surprise because you were asking about a new game, Justin.
I said it at the end of
the last podcast. The last All About Batman episode, you were asking if there's going to be a new game. We were like, nah, I don't think so. Fucking COVID and everything. There's no way. Let alone a week later. Yep. Like, there's not only a game, but to me, this is like a really good looking game, man. This is a solid looking game. So, that's the thoughts on that one. We're all going to get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to play, and we will all let you know how that goes. Only thing about the game, though, I'm a little tight about is I didn't see Catwoman anywhere. So hopefully she's in it. Didn't see her anywhere.
She may be in it, but she won't have like a major role.
Like in Arkham Knight. By the way, Justin, real quick,
yeah.
What did you think about Arkham Knight? Because you weren't even going to play that game. To anybody that doesn't know, I didn't play this on the podcast, but me and Justin had a huge argument about Arkham Knight because I wanted to play it, and then he wanted to play it with me over the mic. Like, he wanted to play it simultaneously with me on the mic every fucking night, and I did not want to do that at all. I did not want to have somebody in my ear while I'm trying to solve fucking mysteries and beat people up as Batman. So he was upset that I didn't want to play with him. We had a whole argument. This whole thing sparked where then we found out he didn't even want to play the game. He just wanted, for some reason, to play with me like a weirdo. And his punishment was that he actually had to beat the game. I haven't even beaten the game yet. I have been slacking on that game. But he stuck to his word. He actually played the game. Now let's hear a little bit of your thoughts on the Arkham Knight game.
I thought it was a great game. It's a great story. The ending kind of threw me off, but I get it
what
now.
What was the ending? That he blew up? Did he blow up the...
The whole thing with him fighting the Joker in his head.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was when you started to play as Joker, I was a little confused as to why, but I get it now.
So you enjoyed the game, and you went through it pretty quick, which I told you. He was like, I don't want to fucking play it. I'm not even interested. I was like, bro, once you play, I'm telling you, he's great at games. Once he gets that coconut onto a game, he's great.
I wouldn't call him great at games.
No, he's good at games. Every time he picks up a game, he's good.
Play.
What, Uno? Oh, he sucks at Uno. Left 4 Dead?
Yeah.
Hey, you suck at Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
But anything else, he's good. So you enjoyed Ark. It was a great punishment because you actually enjoyed it. It's a good game.
Yeah. It's good.
But you didn't play any of the other Arkhams. You played Arkham Asylum. You went straight to the last game.
Yeah. And that's why I wasn't interested in playing Arkham Knight, because I skipped Arkham.
Right.
What is it? City?
Arkham City.
So I was just like, I'm not going
to. But now you're glad because you learned how to sit and play a game by yourself and focus and concentrate, and you beat the shit out of it, and you had a good, did you have fun?
Yes, I did.
Told him. He wanted to play with me, and I'm like, do you understand how distracting this is going to be? Like, I'm going to be playing his, I got Oracle in one ear, and then I got him. Oh my God, it's Two-Face! I'm like, bruh, I'm not even, like, I'm past that, or I'm behind, like, what are you talking about? So we had like a 30, 40 minute argument about it that we recorded. I'm not even going to fucking play it. It was so ridiculous. It was just at 4 in the morning for literally 30 minutes about this fucking game. And we were screaming at each other. It was ridiculous. I don't even want to fucking play it. I just wanted to play with you. Well, why the fuck would you even, like, I was like, why would you want to play a game you don't even want to play? And why would you want to have me in your ear? Like, I'm talking to Commissioner Gordon trying to solve this crime. And I got him asking me stupid questions. And like I said, he's going to be good at the game. He was good at the game. He beat it before me, which I knew he was going to do. And you had a good time. Look at that. And now your eyes hurt because you played it so fucking much.
Oh, yeah.
But it was great. Glad you liked it. I probably won't beat it. I'll probably go straight to Gotham Knights. Enough with the games.
Better be Gotham Knights, though.
Huh?
Right, you better
beat Gotham Knights.
I'll see. That game looks pretty big. You got like fucking 4 stories going on? I don't know. We'll see. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. I'm definitely going to buy it. Definitely going to play it.
Yeah, but is there 4 stories or?
I don't know if there's 4, but I know you can like, you know, like Robin probably got a little something extra going on, and then, you know, Red Hood got a little something extra, and you could like dive, like I can come into your story and come in and out of your story. It's a whole thing going on. It's like a whole web of things going on. I think everybody has a little different side missions they could probably do, and you can upgrade your character, so there's a lot to do.
Okay.
So, on to the second, that's all the Batman news we pretty much have. There's also some Suicide Squad stuff that we'll probably get into at the end of the episode, but we're going to stick to strictly Batman right now. That's all the Batman news we know about. We got the movie, we got the game, everybody's excited, everybody wants fucking Pat Patterson, everybody's all riled up about the game. It's a great time to be a Batman fan. So we got a lot of stuff going on. Now to go back in time a little bit. Again, if you didn't listen to All About Batman #1, we went into 5 or 6, actually, Batman animated movies, which I saw for the first time and reviewed. Bunch of good ones. Batman Ninja Turtles, Batman Dracula, Bad Blood Classic, a bunch of cool shit. One that I did not watch that was recommended to me by Michael Danowski. He was on my ass about it this whole week. Did you watch it yet? Did you watch it yet? I'm like, hold on. I'm gonna get to it. I had it rented on my Vudu. It was there for a week. I finally dusted it off and I watched it yesterday. The Dark Knight Returns. So we're gonna review that right now. And let me start off by saying this, okay? I've been waiting to get to this. This is sit up, because this is ridiculous. So Dre, and the listener, Justin, me and Justin were watching The Dark Knight around the same time, The Dark Knight Returns, which is an animated movie, if you don't know. And he was like, all right, I'm going to watch it too, so I can talk about it on the show with you. So I said, okay. So he watches it ahead of me. A little bit. He watches like a day or two ahead of me. Now, this guy makes an egregious statement, an egregious suggestion. He suggested something to me that I didn't really know how ridiculous it was till I started watching the movie. Yeah, look at you. Smile. Laugh. Laugh it up, bud. He suggested to me, because to those of you who don't know, The Dark Knight Returns is in 2 parts, an hour and 10, 15 minutes each part, right? He goes to me, Dre. Now, Dre, you just watched the first part, right? You're fresh off like an hour ago. Mm-hmm. He goes, you know what you should do? Just skip the first part and go right to the second, because the first one just sets up the second one. It's pretty much unnecessary. Just get the cliff notes. I'm like, really? I'm like, okay. But, you know, I considered it for a second, but then I thought, oh, I rented two of them in the same movie. Like, I bought the deluxe rental, so they were in one showing, a double feature. So I couldn't do it if I tried. So I said, all right, I'm going to grit my teeth and sit through this horrible, you know, first hour. Oh, this is going to be awful. Oh, Justin hates it. It's all just going to be set up for the second one, right? Like, why would I sit and watch this? It's all just going to set up the first one. It's unnecessary at all. Totally unnecessary. Now, Dre, you just watch it so you realize how ridiculous of a statement this is. Now, to the listener, maybe you haven't seen this. Maybe you haven't seen The Dark Knight Returns. I don't want Justin to deter you from watching this first part. Let me fill you in on what I would have missed if I would have just said, fuck it. I'll just get the cliff notes and I'll watch the second one. No, don't raise your hand. No. You will get to defend yourself in a moment. Okay. Let me tell the audience what I would have missed if I would have just blew past. I would have missed the fact that Batman, I would have not missed this part, but I would have, you know, not seen it come to fruition. I wouldn't have seen it played out in the way it actually played out. In this animated movie, Batman has been retired for 10 years. The city of Gotham is...
I said he old as fuck. Old as fuck.
But he returns to Gotham Oct, Diesel, ready to fuck people up, actually. He's old, but he's like, this is the buffest Batman I've ever seen.
Okay? Let me tell you something. This Batman looks way better than the fucking...
Way better than Pat Pattinson. He'll eat Pat Pattinson for lunch. He'll eat like five of them, even though he's animated still. He was staying in shape in this 10 years. So Batman returns after 10 years of being on hiatus, okay? Because the city of Gotham is overrun by criminals. Now, here's the great part. Not just by criminals, by the mutant gang who is killing children, holding children for ransom, and then when the people pay, they go, up, psych, they kill the kids. Fucked up, right? They're just going slaughtering people, wreaking havoc, things that Gotham City has never seen before, as Commissioner Gordon says in the movie. So Batman returns, Cock Diesel fucks everybody up this first part. He comes back with a vengeance, beats the shit out of everybody, right? Okay, I would have missed that great part, him coming back, slaughtering everybody, beating the shit out of criminals. What else happened in this first part? Oh, I don't know. Two-Face got reconstructive surgery, and he got his face back to normal. Both sides look perfect. He looks great, and they release him back into society with a perfect face. I've never seen this before. I didn't know that this would happen. I didn't know that they would give Two-Face reconstructive surgery. Now, what does Two-Face do with this opportunity? He goes and he realizes that he is consumed now with his dark half, so now he's basically fully Two-Face regardless of his reconstructive surgery, and he goes to try and blow up a fucking tower in Gotham. Batman has to stop that, kick his ass. I would have missed that greatness. That was fucking fantastic. What else would I have missed? Batman saves a 2-year-old girl who was about to, a 2-year-old kid who was about to get shot, kicks the shit out of the kidnappers, Batman is brutal in this one, okay? Coming through walls, breaking people's fucking necks. He's fantastic. Saves a kid from getting tortured and killed. Detective Gordon, they fake us out in this one. He's in the store. He's getting his nicotine gum. A thug comes in. They get into a shootout. You think Detective Gordon's dead? Nope, he's alive. He killed the fucking thug. That was a great part. They faked us out. I would have missed that. What else would I have missed? The mayor gets slaughtered by the mutant gang. By the mutant gang leader. That was a great part. The mutant gang leader goes, oh, let me talk to the mutant gang leader in his cell like an idiot. Slaughters him. Kills him. Fucking blood everywhere. Then Batman goes on to get fucked up by the mutant leader.
This shit,
oh my God, Batman got his ass beat by the mutant leader. And what happened? I mean, he was getting his shit kicked in. He was getting hit in the back with a crowbar brutally. And what happens? Oh, I don't know. A 15-year-old girl saves his life. This 15-year-old girl, who some of you may know, some of you may not know, I don't know, Casey something, is now the new Robin. So I would have missed this great part. The girl saves his ass. Then at the end, Batman comes back, beats the living dog shit out of the mutant leader, saves Gotham, and all these now these mutant gang leaders, mutant gang members are now either dispersed into, they now either become vigilantes with Batman or they get arrested and go to jail. All this great, I mean, the tone, the pacing, the action, I mean, the action in the first part was tremendous to me. Great fight scenes between Batman and the mutant leader. Violence all over the place. Blood, shooting. And I was supposed to just skirt over this and miss all this. I was supposed to get the cliff notes like it's a fucking soap opera. Like it's Days of Our Lives and nothing happened. Can you please defend yourself, Justin?
Wait, before you defend yourself, that's what you get when you listen to someone who really enjoyed Batman Hush.
Right. He liked Batman Hush, which I heard was absolutely boring. Defend yourself now. Please do.
First of all,
that was an extensive list, by the way. That was Dre, how was that list? How was that? Was that an extensive list of things of action?
Yeah, that was good. I thought you were talking to Justin.
No, that was an extensive list of action that happened, mm-hmm. right? You just watched it. Would you have wanted to miss all that?
Hell no.
It was great. Gordon was great. Oh, and the general, the army general, blew his fucking brains out because he was selling weapons to the mutant gang.
To the mutant gang.
That happened. A lot of shit I would have definitely missed or glossed over if I would have just said, fuck it, let's go to the second one. Let me listen to this guy. Defend yourself. Go ahead.
I did say the fighting scenes were great. I did say that.
Wow.
Don't tell me I didn't say that.
You said the fighting
Don't tell
scenes
me
were
you
great.
Didn't say that.
That's all that's great, the fighting scenes?
For me, yeah.
So Two-Face getting reconstructive surgery.
Can I speak?
Go ahead.
The shit that Two-Face I didn't care for. I was wrong because I knew you love Two-Face. So I was wrong for thinking you didn't. But I didn't care for that. Everything else, I really didn't care
You didn't care about Detective Gordon almost dying?
No, but the fighting scenes were great. That's all I would say. I was bored during most of the movie.
You were bored during the first part?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Michael, I know you're listening, Michael. You recommended this movie. Please text Justin yourself. Don't text me with what you got to say. Actually, do text me. But I want you to talk to Justin personally because this is outrageous. This is disrespectful.
Braden.
If anybody is listening, please watch the first part. Do not skip over it. Do not listen to this man. He's out of his fucking mind. Great. It wasn't just setup. It was a whole fucking movie that led to another movie. It wasn't like it set it up. They had a whole story arc with this horrific gang that Batman had to defeat who almost killed him. And you didn't care about none of that. None of that was of interest to you.
Not really.
The girl trying to become Robin, the 15-year-old girl, she's like, you know, almost killed herself, and then she finally kind of, you know, becomes a little better of a hero, and she's diving over buildings, and she saves Batman's life. None of this was of interest to you.
I really didn't care, to be honest.
Wow. Dre, do you want to comment on this first part? You just watched
it. I thought it was really good. I like everything that I've seen about it. I love... My favorite scene is probably when the mayor died because he's just an
that
idiot.
It was great. Gordon was like, you sure you want to go in? He's like, nah, yeah, I'll go in. Two seconds later, dead. Blood everywhere. It gets better.
And then it does. Then a new mayor was like, hey, guys, we still want to negotiate
still compromise.
With you guys.
Well, still, yeah, and Batman's like, fuck that. He gets them all to this swamp and kicks the shit out of the leader.
Yeah,
and then everybody bows down to the bat.
Exactly.
Oh, that was good, but everything else was trash. Him having to come back after 10 years, no interest in that. That made no, he didn't care about that. Him almost dying in a NASCAR race. Didn't even care about that. I mean, none of that was of interest to you. Wow. I mean, I'm not going to convince you. All I'm going to say is, thank God I didn't listen to you.
I love the fact that they actually made Batman, like, old. When he was fighting, he knew he wasn't as fast as he normally was, so he had to use more of his brains. So he made the guy fight in the mud.
Right.
When they both were slow.
And that was the great thing about this Batman, which I'll get into later, a little bit later, is, like, he was down to die at every part of this movie. Right? So he's about to fight the mutant leader gang, and Alfred's like, I don't know if you want to do this. Like, this guy's in his prime. He's going to kill you. And Batman's like, I need to know if I can do it or not. I don't care if I die. I need to know, man. I need to know, dude. And Justin's like, who gives a fuck about this bullshit? Who gives a fuck about good storytelling? The old guy's coming back. Got to see if he still got it. This guy don't even. This guy's snoring.
I don't care.
Wow, disgusting! It was outrageous, horrendous statement. Glad I didn't listen to you. Let's talk about the second. Let's talk about the rest of this movie, because wow, like, just to get into the whole movie itself now. Wow, what a movie! I know, Dre, you didn't see the second part. You haven't seen the second part in a long time, but yeah. Let me just go over this. Besides Justice's foolishness, and the first part being tremendous, in all, this movie was fabulous. It was outstanding. First of all, the vibe, it was dark. It was gritty. It was... The animation took me a second to get used to. I didn't really like it at first, but then I got used to it. It was pretty good. Obviously, Justin doesn't care about this part. The stories were great. There was multiple stories. It was like a fucking... like Tales from the Crypt episode, but all of them were like in the same, like it all intertwined together. Like, there was so much going on. Once he killed the mutant leader, then the government wants to shut down Batman because now he's coming back into business and cleaning up the streets, and the government doesn't like that. So now they get Superman on his ass. But before that, the Joker comes back, and a lot of stuff pops off with that. So, and I feel like they gave all the stories their right time. They gave, especially Superman, because I don't like Superman. That's the one thing I didn't like about this movie, was that fucking Superman was in it.
You didn't like Superman?
I don't like Superman. You know that. You know I don't like Superman, so I don't know why you would even ask me that.
No, I said you didn't like Superman was in this?
No, I don't like Superman was in it. I like that he beat the shit out of Superman at the end, but I didn't like Superman. I could have done without that story, but luckily that story was only like 5 minutes at the end. Was that your favorite part of the movie?
No, my favorite part is the Joker stuff.
Okay, at least we can agree on that. So the stories were great. Okay. Good. What are you going to say?
That wasn't my favorite part.
What?
As I like to call her, Bruno Nota.
Oh, the Nazi lady? Yeah, that you didn't like that part?
I didn't like that part.
What?
I didn't care for that.
Yeah, I think I'm going to watch this movie tomorrow.
Oh, my. Okay, Dre, if he says it's not a good part, watch that part.
Yeah, that's going to be my favorite part.
In the beginning of the second, first of all, I don't know how many bullets Bruno had in that fucking gun, by the way. I was thinking about that when I was watching it. This lady popped off that gun and did not reload for like 20 minutes straight. She lit up Superman, lit up every fucking wall, lit up like a whole store, did not reload that gun once. Dre, this bodybuilding like Nazi fucking chick with like a machine gun is fighting Batman. Batman comes into this store dressed as an old woman. You think it's an old woman until you find out it's Batman, and he fucking kicks the shit out of these people, kicks the, this bodybuilding chick with a gun. She's like shooting Batman. They're destroying buildings. She's throwing grenades at him. They're blowing up floors. They go down into the basement. She's still shit. I mean, all this, he's using all his fucking gadgets. It's a great beginning of, I was just thinking that how good the beginning of the second episode or the second part was, and he didn't even like it. It was action packed, dude.
What about it didn't you like about it?
Yeah, what about it didn't you like? It's just guns and fighting.
No, I just didn't like the character. I didn't like Bruno.
You didn't like the fact that she was a Nazi?
No, I just didn't
what?
Like
okay,
her.
She's not, the movie's not about her. Not like she had a prominent role. She was just shooting Batman. That's all she was doing. She was a common thug. You didn't like the fight scene at all?
Not really.
The fact that he was dressed as an old woman, tricked everybody, smashed people in half, beat them up.
Yeah. Oh my God. Everything after that, though, was good.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, the stories were great. There was like the mutant story, the Joker story, and then the Superman story, which was kind of Superman and the government. All great, and they all got their shine, and they all got their time. I will say this before I get into the other parts. This is my favorite Batman of all. This is my favorite Batman of all the animated movie Batmans. I'll tell you that right now. He was grizzled. He was buff. He was ripped. He was ready to die. And he was kicking ass all over this movie. Loved Robin.
The Batman is always ready to die.
That's true, but in this one, he seemed a lot more ready to die. And he fucking faked his death at the end. Loved Robin. 15-year-old Robin. And I like the fact that he had like a real nurturing relationship with Robin. Like usually, I don't know, every time I see Batman, he's always like kind of mean to Robin. Not mean to Robin, but he's like kind of cold to Robin, right? He's like trying to toughen him up, I guess. This one, he's hugging the girl. He's like saving her. He's like every time, every mission, he's like, I'm going to fire you. And then he doesn't fire her. He loves the, you know, he's like really protective over Robin.
Because now he's older, he's softer, huh?
Yeah,
you know,
way
when
softer.
When you're a granddad, you're softer with your grandchildren.
Right.
Like his granddad.
Although, I mean, yeah, so Batman was great. And also, what I thought was interesting was the Joker in this movie. I'm going to say, at first, I didn't like him at first, right off the bat. Because this is, they played the Joker a lot different in this movie. He's not like the over-the-top Joker that you usually see in all these movies. He's way more like cold and slower and calculating. And then his character kind of picks up as the movie, the second half goes along, and that's when stuff goes just crazy, man. Which is what is going to get me into this part. The violence in this movie, especially in the second half, was tremendous. The Joker kicked ass, man. They had this guy, this doctor who had this stupid name. I wish I wrote it. What was the doctor's name? Remember?
Hiccup Bob?
No. You're thinking of Eeyore Thawne.
No, isn't there Hiccup Bob?
Look him up. Not Ichabod Crane. That's from fucking, what is that, Series of Unfortunate Events? Ichabod Crane? What the hell are you talking about? Look at this guy's name. Anyway, the violence in this movie is top-notch. Tremendous. Joker goes on his talk show, smashes a mug, and slits the doctor's throat right in front of everybody. They put the laughing gas in the studio, kill everybody. Joker finally escapes, goes to this carnival, shoots everybody. Boom. Goes in a tunnel of love. Boom. Shoots people off the fucking boat, jumps on the boat. He's fighting Batman, and the fight between Batman and Joker, now they're both older. You know, both of them have had enough. And Batman kills Joker, basically. Well, he loses control, almost kills him. Because Joker stabs him in the stomach a bunch of times. And obviously Joker, I've never seen the Joker, I mean, somebody can correct me, but I've never seen the Joker as brutal as I've seen him in this movie. Never seen him as sadistic as I've seen him in this movie. It was great, man. Shot everybody up. And it wasn't a long time, really, with Joker. They really set him up in the beginning of the first movie and the second one, and then it kind of popped off in the middle, and that was it. It was very quick, but it was brutal.
Dr. Bartholomew?
Bartholomew. With Ichabod, Dr. Bartholomew. Really annoying character. Got his throat slit. Fantastic. So, you know, and then the fight scene between Batman and Joker. Joker stabbing him, trying to shoot him. Gotham PD is trying to kill Batman straight up. They don't want him.
Yeah.
They're trying to shoot him up. Everybody's trying to kill Batman. Everybody's trying to kill each other in this movie. It's great.
That's because the new commissioner is not a Batman fan.
She was such a bitch.
I hated
the new commissioner. She was the new commissioner. Hated that lady. Yeah, she was trying to kill Batman. Obviously, the Batman versus Superman part was great. And, you know, let me tell you this right now, Justin.
Yeah.
another thing. Shout out to Michael, because this is how you recommend a movie. This was a Batman movie that featured Superman in the end of the movie. So props to Michael, because he didn't mislead me as you did in the first episode. You gave me a Flash movie with 5 seconds of Batman. This was a Batman movie with 5 seconds of Superman. This is how it goes. This is how you should have recommended a movie to me. An actual Batman movie that maybe featured somebody else, but you gave me a fucking Flash movie with 5 seconds of Batman. That was your recommendation.
It wasn't just me.
Yeah, you kicked it off. You are a hardcore champion. I just want to point out that this is how you do a recommendation, Michael. This was fantastic. Again, violence, top notch. I don't know if there was much wrong with this movie is what I'm getting at here. The story's great. Action, great. Music, great. Artwork grew on me. The characters were great. Oh, and the part where the guy, speaking of violence, gets his head crushed in the fucking, in the roller coaster? Oh my God. Wait till you see that, Dre. I do have a few cons for this movie before I throw it to Justin to hear his very unique opinion on this great movie. One con. After all these movies that I've watched and I don't get to see Catwoman, Selena Kyle is in this movie. That's Catwoman, right? Selena Kyle?
Not as Catwoman.
Yeah, but she's Selena Kyle.
She's a pimp.
We finally get Selena Kyle in a movie, in these one of these animated movies besides Hush. And this is the one we get? An old, fucking, decrepit Catwoman?
What do you expect?
I'm just a little annoyed, that's all, because she's my favorite. We all know that. I didn't get to see her in any of these movies. And when I finally get to see Catwoman, I get, you know, this Catwoman with fucking probably Alzheimer's. She's an old pimp. She probably has life alert, a bad hip. She's not hot at all. Even the Joker walked in. He was like, damn, like, this is Catwoman. You really, like, time was not good to you. That's pretty much what he said. So I was a little pissed off about that. Now, that's not Michael's fault. I'm not going to get at Michael like I got at you, because that was a storyline thing. You know, it was like 10, 20 years after everything happened. Not much we can do there. That's just a personal grievance that I have, a little pet peeve that I have, that the one time I get to see Catwoman in these movies, it's a fucking old lady. Not turning me on at all. Okay, not arousing me whatsoever. So I was annoyed about that. The other thing I had a little con with, I enjoyed the two robot kids a lot. I thought they were creepy, just weird. You know what I'm talking about? Those two little robot kids? With that they were spraying the laughing gas everywhere. They were getting ready to explode in front of the roller coaster and kill everybody. We got a few scenes with them, and I wish we would have got more. They were creepy. Thought they were cool, and I wish I would have seen more. I really have no problems with this movie. The conflict between the civilians and everybody, basically everybody in the movie, about whether Batman was really perpetuating this crime, or was he an asset to Gotham, or was he a detriment to Gotham in terms of, you know, some people were saying, you know, Batman shouldn't be treating the criminals like this, he shouldn't be treating the pedestrians like this, and some people were saying he was great, and it obviously showed when Batman came back, the fucking crime was down. People were killing kids before that. And I thought it was a cool part in the movie that they were showing throughout both parts, that people were conflicted throughout the whole movie. Fucking Dr. Bartholomew is talking all this crap about he doesn't like Batman. People were saying,
oh, Batman's the reason that the criminals are out.
He's in the psyche, man. He creates the own criminals, dude. And look, Justin's rubbing his face because he don't care about none of this part. He don't care about none of that. The story was not interesting to Justin at all. That part, you didn't like that part at all?
No, I did.
You didn't mention that ever. You never mentioned that whatsoever.
I didn't get my chance.
Okay, well, you will. You will. I hope you mention it. Because that was in part one, by the way. That was a big part of part one, was the people talking about Batman, whether he was an asset or was he a detriment to Gotham. I thought that was very cool. So I really have no complaints. Great movie. Michael, you recommended something, a fantastic movie. 5 stars. kicks Superman's ass. Love that. Faked his death. Has a whole new crew of disciples ready to spread across Gotham and kick some ass. Great recommendation. I think this may be my favorite one. Go ahead, Justin. Please tell us your unique perspective on this fantastic movie. Ruin it for us. Go ahead.
No, I thought it was a great movie. Obviously, the better one out of the two. I loved the stuff with Joker. The scene in the tunnel was great. I loved that after the tunnel blew up, he escaped through the water. And then he was, like, dying, trying to get to the jet. I loved that part. Right,
the jet was a big part.
I loved Superman stopping the atomic bomb and turning into, like, that skinny, decrepit version.
They saved him or something? I don't know. Like, they didn't even really explain that.
No, because what he did was he stopped the bomb and he sucked up the energy. And that's why he turned into that.
Right.
And then when the sunlight came out, he gained it back.
Oh, okay, because I don't know much about Superman, so I was trying to figure out how he got back to normal.
From the sunlight.
Got it.
I like the fighting, the Batman and Superman. That was great.
It wasn't even a fight. Superman just got beat down.
The big-ass suits that they Batman had.
Yep.
The diversion, the big-ass tank, and Carrie, the Robin.
Yep, Carrie Neistat.
That was cool.
Casey Neistat, what's her name? Carrie Kelly?
Carrie Brown, I think.
I think it's Carrie Brown.
It is not Carrie Brown.
Stephanie Brown and Carrie.
That's what you get. You're getting Stephanie Brown confused.
Yeah.
Carrie Kelly? I don't know.
Carrie Kelly.
It's like Colin or something like that.
No, it was Kelly. Carrie Kelly.
Either way, great Robin.
And then the stuff with Batman, is he a detriment to the city? That's always the case, however you look at it.
What?
But that was pretty good.
That you were saying that they always talk about that?
That they always talk about that.
I never really seen it in any of these movies.
That's always the fucking...
I feel like they focused on it more in this one.
Gordon sticks up for him.
Oh, and one thing I found interesting was, did Gordon... He knew he was Bruce Wayne in this one. Does he always know he's Bruce Wayne? Because in the beginning of this one, he knew he knew Bruce Wayne was Batman. They were chilling all the time.
There's different, like, stories there. He finds out, like, towards the end or in the middle. There's different stories.
This one's obviously by the end. He knows he's Bruce.
Yeah, before he disappeared, probably. Right.
They're going out to drinks and everything, and they're hanging out. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to save his ass. So that's your thoughts on this.
Yeah, it was a great movie.
Where would you place it? Because you've seen all these. You've seen a lot of these. Where would you place it in terms of the movies? Where would you rank it?
My number two. Number two.
Your number two?
Yeah.
With what? With what is number one? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did it on your YouTube channel, right?
Yep.
Now, I did not watch that video, so please enlighten me on what your number one was.
Son of Batman.
Son of Batman, which I have on my Voodoo to watch. We'll be watching that tomorrow, probably. I have to watch the trilogy. So this is your number two. Wow, interesting. Yeah, I haven't seen Son of Batman or Batman versus Robin. Like I said, Bad Blood was up there for me. So I may have to share the same sentiment as you and make Son of Batman, well, the way you are, I don't know.
Yeah, you'll probably like this better than Son of Batman.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Michael, you hit a home run with this one, baby. Loved it. I'm probably going to buy this and have it forever to watch it again and again and again. Beautiful movie. You know what I also thought was interesting real quick, just being a Zorro fan? I forgot that they were coming out of the opera or whatever. They were seeing Zorro when they got killed, the parents.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that. I mentioned in the first episode that I'm a big Zorro fan. Totally forgot that his parents got killed coming out of Zorro. So there you go. And in Arkham Knight, he rides a horse like Zorro. What do you think about that?
Ooh.
Little Zorro reference. He rides a black horse. I know nobody listening probably knows what the fuck Zorro is, but it's a great vigilante. You should check him out. All right.
The Legend of Zorro.
That's enough on The Dark Knight Returns. I'm sure you pissed some people off, Justin. I'm sure you made a few enemies tonight.
I don't care.
What a movie. What a show. You're out of your
a few followers
freaking
on that one.
Mind. Now, in the last All About Batman episode, me, Mo, and Justin all answered a bunch of questions about Batman. Dre did not get his say. Dre did not get to answer, and he's a huge Batman fan. So we figured we're going to ask Dre these questions as well and see what he has to say. So, Dre, are you ready for your questions?
Yes, I am.
These are very hard-hitting questions. I hope you're prepared.
I'm prepared.
What is your favorite gadget? Modes of transportation not included. No horses, no Batmobiles.
My favorite gadget has to be either the grappling hook or a batarang.
Interesting. Going classic.
Batarang. Batarang's the classic, you know?
You can do anything with that.
Exactly.
He threw it at the guy's gun in Dark Knight Returns, blew up in his face. You can do a lot. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And then, talking about violence again, he threw the batarang in the Joker's eye in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And it stuck in his fucking eye for the rest of the movie while they were fighting. The batarang goes straight in his eye, and even Joker's like, damn, bro, like, what the hell's wrong with you? Why would you do that? And I'm just like, he's had enough. Batman's had enough. I didn't do the Joker-Batman scene justice if you haven't seen it. If you're going to watch anything, watch that. Joker versus Batman in the carnival from that movie. Wow. So, I mean, listen, man, that's a good weapon to pick, Dre. That's good. You're going classic with it. Out of all the females, now this is if you weren't dating Stephanie. This is if you were Bruce. Let's just say it like that. Out of all the females, villains, heroes, or civilians in the Batman world, who would you smash? You can only pick one.
Probably Catwoman.
Catwoman?
Yeah.
That's good. Now, do you have a favorite? Like
Catwoman?
Which Catwoman?
Yeah, Halle Berry.
Halle Berry? I gotta watch that. I haven't seen the Catwoman. Being a big Catwoman fan, I've never seen that. I'm more of a game Catwoman. The one from the game.
The movie sucked.
Well, I'm gonna watch it for Halle Berry. Favorite villain?
My favorite Batman villain? I'm gonna pick Bane.
Bane. There you go. That's a good one. I pretty much picked Bane for the movie portion. And for the comic book and stuff, I picked Two-Face. Which of the villains would you be? Who are you most like? This is a hard question. We all had to answer this, and we all pretty much got ourselves wrong. Except for Justin. He got himself right. Out of all the villains, who would you be? Who are you most like to you?
That's a fucking easy one. I'm Scarecrow.
All right, Mo. You wish.
I'm Scarecrow. I don't know what you're talking about.
You fucking wish.
Fucking Scarecrow. Now I'm Bane.
I would say you're Bane, too. I'm sure Mike would have something to say. I'll get a text message later from him that you are definitely not Bane. He's going to name somebody that I probably don't know. But I would say you're Bane.
Yeah, I think I'm Bane too, because Bane...
You got the muscles.
Yeah, not even just the muscles. He's underrated in his smartness. Like, he's a very smart guy.
And if anybody's going to break Batman's back in this group, it's going to be you. Which villain would you want to be a henchman for? Maybe you don't want to be a villain. You don't want the pressure. Who would you rather be a henchman for? And you can't pick Catwoman like Justin said, because she doesn't have henchmen.
That's a good question. I'm definitely not going to be a henchman for Ra's al Ghul.
That's the one I was going to say.
I know.
Going to get killed.
Two-Face.
Two-Face? Really? Now, why do you say that?
Because I don't remember him killing any of his henchmen.
That is a good point. I don't think I've ever seen him do that either. We all picked Penguin because we just want to sit around at the Penguin Lounge and eat spaghetti and go shoot people. So make some money. We won't be making all the money, but we'll be making some money. So we all picked Penguin, but Two-Face, you won't die. That sounds good. Favorite live action movie?
Dark Knight Rises.
Thank you. Again, Again, it's unanimous. Dark Knight Rises, best one. Dark Knight, not overrated, but the Dark Knight Rises is definitely underrated. Final question. Which character, other than Batman, would you be? Can't be the Caped Crusader. Who else you got? Nightwing, Batwing, Alfred, Vicky Vale. Who you picking?
I think Maurice picked this person. Who cares? And I'm going to pick him too. Nightwing.
Nightwing?
Yeah.
No, me and Justin picked Nightwing. Or you mean Batwing. He picked Batwing.
Oh, he picked Batwing?
Yeah. Lucius Fox's son. I'm picking Nightwing. You going to be Batwing with us?
Nah, Nightwing. I'm going to be Nightwing. I mean, yeah,
Nightwing. So you're going to ride the motorcycle with the Screamer sticks?
Yep.
Smack people down.
The leader of the Teen Titans. Right.
Yeah, we can all agree on that. We can all agree. Oh, yeah, that's right. Starfire, so you can communicate through kissing. You didn't tell me that, Justin.
I didn't know that.
That they communicate through kissing? That's a good, fun fact.
Yep.
Great mode of communication. Those are pretty much all the questions we asked. If you want to hear our answers, go check out the other episode. Suicide Squad, real quick, to wrap this up. What do you guys think of that? We got the new movie coming out after that abomination of a movie, 2 years ago? Awful movie.
Mm,
2 years ago? Yeah, 2 years ago. Who cares? It should be buried. It should be off all streaming platforms. It's an atrocity. Suicide Squad sucked. But we're getting a new Suicide Squad movie, reimagined, reinvented, but we get the same Harley Quinn, which everybody's happy about. We get Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn, who is the Harley Quinn now. That's it. Nobody's touching that. Nobody's topping that. And we got a new game. I'm going to start off real quick.
Yeah, we got John Cena in the movie, too.
I was going to get to that. We got John Cena in the movie. I don't know how good that's going to be. Peacemaker?
Peacemaker, yeah.
Who the hell is that, Dre? Who's Peacemaker? Oh, he looks like a goof.
He got
this dumb helmet and this stick. That's it. He looks like a gladiator or something. Like a kid dressed as a gladiator.
He said something about Captain America or some shit like that.
He's going to be a douchey Captain America.
Yeah, that's what it
is. Looks nothing like him.
He does anything just for peace. So
beats people over the head for peace.
Yeah. He'll kill people for peace.
The good thing about Suicide Squad to me is like I haven't seen... What is the movie that I have to watch? Hell to Pay. I haven't seen Hell to Pay. But usually they switch up the characters every now and then, right? Like sometimes they throw in people you don't really know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like in Arkham, Assault on Arkham, there was people in there that I didn't really know, you know. And then there's people in the movie you don't really know. So who knows who Peacemaker is, where he's from? All I know is he's John Cena, so I'll probably get a lot of screen time. And it looks like a stupid character, though. That looks just ridiculous. So that's one thing I'm not looking forward to in the movie. Apparently, the movie is going to be more of like a way more of a war movie, they said. I don't know if you guys saw the thing. So that should be good. One thing I like about the new movie, besides Margot Robbie, Idris Elba. Finally. Mm-hmm. Love Idris Elba. Did not like Will Smith in Suicide Squad. I like we talked about earlier, I don't see him as a villain ever. The guy looks like a cop to me. He can never be a villain to me. I don't care what you do with him. He can't be a villain. The only time I've seen him do anything with a superhero is Hancock. And he was the hero. So, I didn't buy him as, who was he, Deadshot?
Yeah.
Did not buy him as Deadshot whatsoever. So, I'm glad we got Idris Elba. He's great. Fantastic actor. The best. And I don't know who he's going to... Do you guys know who he's going to be? Is he Deadshot?
Yeah, I think he's just replacing Will Smith.
Okay. So we got Idris Elba as Deadshot. Looking forward to it. Should be a grittier. Should be a grimier. Should be a more... It looks like it's going to be less of a cash grab than the other Suicide Squad. It was very pop Hollywood, you know, like every... You know, they had every... Not that they don't have a lot of A-list actors in this one, but it seemed like they focused on the actors more, and then they had the whole soundtrack and all this shit. Like, it just seemed like a whole production that was built around this, just making money and... creating something for like everybody. This one seems like more of a real movie for the Suicide Squad. So what do you guys think about the movie?
If Corona wasn't around, I would go see this one in 4D.
Yeah, that's right. You saw the Suicide Squad movie in 4D, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you said that's the only thing, that's the only redeeming quality about it. See, I wish I would have saw it in 4D because then I wouldn't have fallen asleep.
Yeah, you definitely wouldn't have because you would have got rained on.
Yeah, I would have got rained on, probably shot something, anything to keep me awake. I just couldn't even finish that movie. What do you think about it? I mean, we didn't get an official trailer, but we got something interesting.
I'm excited for it.
What do you think, Justin?
The movie looks good. Like I said on the last episode, I'm not a big Suicide Squad fan.
That's right.
But it looks good. It looks fucking action-packed. Margot Robbie is hot. You know they made John Cena that guy for a reason. I wouldn't be shocked if he gets an Origins movie.
Oh my God, we're gonna get a Peacemaker movie, you think?
I would not be shocked.
I don't know much about the Peacemaker character, but
I honestly doubt that. Bro, they would make him somebody more significant than Peacemaker.
Dre,
while we're talking, look up Peacemaker. Who is that? You think they're gonna make a Peacemaker movie? We'll see who he is, but I don't know about that one. But you're excited for the movie though.
I'm gonna see it.
Even though you don't like Suicide Squad.
I don't like Suicide Squad, but this looks action-packed.
I don't know how you don't like it. And in the other episode, you expressed that you didn't like Assault on Arkham, which was another controversial opinion. You're full of controversial opinions.
Yeah. I didn't like the first half of Assault on Arkham.
Is Killer Frost in this movie?
What happened?
Killer Frost. Is she in the movie?
Yeah. Okay. Assault on Arkham?
No, in this one. The new one.
No, I don't think so. I don't know the full cast.
I love Killer Frost.
Peacemaker, I don't think he's going to get his own movie because
it
seems like he's just a backup.
Do you see where he's from? He's obviously in the is he in the Batman universe?
It says Peacemaker is the name of a superhero series originally owned by Carlton Comics and later acquired by DC Comics. The original Peacemaker first appeared in Fighting 5, issue 40 in November 1966. Yada, yada, yada. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Boring. Nobody knows who this is.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who this is.
Cut that bitch off!
Nobody knows. Nobody cares. It's John Cena. They should just make him John Cena. At least people know who that is.
He's a superhero, right?
Yeah, just have John Cena as John Cena. Just have him come in and fucking wave around and do the you can't see me, fucking throw people off his shoulder. That'll be way more entertaining than Peacemaker.
Do his fucking new kung fu finisher punch.
Let him just be himself. So that's it for the Suicide Squad movie. So everybody's unanimous that we're looking forward to it. What about this game? Because the game ain't coming out for like another two years. We got a cinematic trailer, though.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that? Okay, real quick on me, not going to be playing it. I really doubt I'm going to be playing it. I don't know how they're going to distribute the game in terms of who you're going to play, and I don't know if it's going to be the same deal as Gotham Knights where you pick who you're going to play, or I have a feeling it's going to be a mixture. Like they're going to go, okay, this scene you're going to be this person.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll give you an option out of, maybe this one you could pick Sharkhead or Harley Quinn. Don't think I'll be playing this. The trailer looked great. The evil Superman looked cool. That's all I got to say about the game. Probably not going to be playing it, but it looks cool. Dre?
Well, I'm definitely going to be playing it. I think that game looked fire. I'm definitely buying that. But I think they're not going to give you an option. You're just going to you play as whatever character you tell them to. Like this play, I'll play as Harley Quinn on this part of the story, and then I'll play as Deadshot that other part of the story. It's going to be like that. You're not going to be able to choose who you play as.
But you're still excited regardless.
Yeah, still looks like a good game.
Well, I will be playing it when I go to your house. What do you think, Justin?
I agree with Dre about the story thing. As it goes on, you'll play as different characters. I don't think I'll play it unless it's on Game Pass. But I am interested in how the story is. Like, are the Justice League turned evil. I'm interested in that.
That's a theory that everybody's evil. Because they had that big skull, something about Brainiac. I don't know who that is, but they think it's turning the Justice League evil, and now Suicide Squad gotta Brainiac kill him. I guess so.
I told you about Brainiac earlier.
Oh, yeah, you were. Right. So that's who they think, I guess, is turning the Justice League evil, and now the Suicide Squad has to go do a little mission to go take care of that. So, a lot going on in the Batman universe, a lot going on in the DC universe. More came out. We got Black Adam. I think we're all excited for Black Adam. You guys are probably more excited than me. I have no idea who Black Adam is. Probably, I really don't care. And I'll probably see Black Adam at 2 in the morning when it's on sale for 99 cents on Vudu. I don't think I'll be seeing that anytime soon. But you guys are excited for that.
Yeah.
Is Shazam in the Flash universe or Shazam in his own thing?
He's in his own thing.
Okay. I don't know why I assumed he was in the Flash. So he has his own thing going on.
Yeah.
So if Black Adam's a villain, which I didn't know, so the movie's going to be centered around Black Adam, and then what? Who's he going to fight if he's a villain?
Go ahead, Justin. You go.
Because the story is basically they held me down for 3,000 years, and now I'm up. So I think most of it is an origin story about how he got his powers and he rose above, you know, the people that held him down.
And then at the end, he'll become his greatest form, and then that'll lead into the, I guess,
probably Shazam.
Black Adam versus Shazam. Now that I might watch.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know. Maybe I will watch this. You intrigue. I didn't think about it that way, that it might be just all leading up to him becoming the all-powerful Black Adam. And it's The Rock, if I didn't mention that. So everybody knows The Rock's in everything now.
Yeah, and he was the original Shazam, right?
The Rock, was he supposed to be?
No, Black Adam, Justin.
I believe so.
I didn't know that.
And they tried to take away the power, I believe. I'm not really 100% sure on the Shazam story, but I think they tried to take away the power of Shazam from him because he was evil. Like, he was the original champion.
He looks just like Shazam. That's the first thing I said. I didn't know he was in the universe at all. And then I saw the trailer, and I was like, oh, this looks just like Shazam. But if The Rock was wearing a Shazam outfit, that's exactly what it looks like. So you two will be seeing this and are excited for this. Now, you said there's a Justice League movie coming out, Dre, but it's like it's just a Snyder cut. Oh, it's the Snyder cut of the Justice League.
Yeah.
All right. Well, definitely not. I will not be watching that, but apparently it's going to be great.
I know someone who will be watching it.
Mo will be watching that. He's a big, what's his name? Rob Schneider?
Zack Snyder.
He's a big Zack Snyder mark. But what is it? It's like a better version of the Justice League?
His version? Yeah, it's his version of it.
Okay.
Because he got fired or something before the movie finished.
Yeah, because half the reproduction, him and the production team had an argument, so he left. I don't think he got fired. I think he left.
Parted ways.
Yeah. So now this is his interpretation of what he wanted the movie to be like.
And the Rob Schneider cut will be better in everybody's eyes.
Probably.
Okay. Well, I will not be watching that because I don't give a shit about the Justice League. That's all the DC news. I'm sure there's more. From what I heard, there's a lot more, but I'm not that deep into the game. This is pretty much all about Batman right now. So that is pretty much it for this episode of the All About Batman edition of the show. Again, if you want to hear the longer episode, we did All About Batman 1, which was like 2 hours, 2.5 hours, about a bunch of stuff. So you can go check that out. I think that's like 2 episodes ago. If you want to hear some things that are not about Batman, I got my head out of Batman's ass last week, put on some clothes, and I talked to my buddy Pastor Moran about a bunch of stuff. We talked about life, death. We talked about productivity, minimalism, spirituality, Jesus, a whole bunch of topics. That's the last episode called Life, Death, and Art. So there's a whole bunch of stuff to check out. If you like this episode, hit me up at It's Gritty Bitch on Instagram and Twitter. Make sure you hit my Twitter because that shit is dead. I just posted a picture of emo Steve Harvey, so you can go check that out if you want. And let me know, you know, what you thought about this episode, if you liked it, if you hated it. And check out the YouTube page, Gritty World, where we will be putting up more mini podcasts. Me and Dre are working on some more mini podcasts right now. We got some clips on there, some other stuff that you guys may or may not be interested in. You got to check it out to see for yourself. All right, Justin, plug away, buddy.
All right, you can find me on Instagram at RealJasonBiggest93. My Twitter is at RealJasonBiggest. No, I didn't change it yet. And my YouTube is JustinSonBiggest. This week, just to plug the Batman, I'm a Funko Pop collector, so I will be doing a top 5 Batman, my favorite Batman, Funko Pop list.
You have many Batman pops. I will co-sign this. So narrowing it down to 5 will be very tough. You have the Batman from the one Joker's we just talked about. You have the Joker's Wild Batman, which is insanely cool. I hope that will be number one for me. I think that's going to be your number one. Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it. We got to see. But you also have Thomas Wayne Batman, who's fucking awesome. My second favorite Batman. You also have the Batman from Dark Knight Returns, the Oct Up suit, don't you? You have that one?
Dark Knight.
Don't you have Ben Affleck Batman?
No.
Which, don't you have the Oct Up suit Batman?
I don't.
Well, you should get it.
I might collect the Dark Knight Returns series. There's a whole series based on the movie.
And
yeah.
You have none of them?
No.
Well, I know you won't be getting anything from the first half of the episode. Anything from there, and you won't be getting the Nazi woman.
I don't think she's in that series.
I highly doubt they gave the Nazi woman a pop.
I think it's Batman, Octosuit Batman, Carrie, Joker, and somebody else.
What about Vicky Vale? That was my, you know, I have a gripe about all this. Okay, one more gripe about all of this, especially Dark Knight Returns and the games. No Vicky Vale. Very upset about that. To anybody that's creating Batman content right now, if you're listening, anybody in DC, Vicky Vale. I need her in something. All right? I heard DC's going through hard times, actually, financially, from what Devo told me.
Really?
So, you know what? I think that has a lot to do with the fact of the Vicky Vale's not in anything, and I think people are outraged, and they need to add her in. So that's my 2 cents on that. My financial advice for DC. Anything else, Justin? You have a lot of videos up. You have a lot of videos. I just want to say you make a lot of videos consistently every day, reaction videos. You're going to be branching out and making more kind of videos. So everybody go check out your YouTube channel. Plug it again.
It's JustinSonBiggest.
Great. My voice sounds awful right now. Wow. Okay. Dre, you have nothing to plug, but... do you have anything to plug? Aren't you writing a book?
Yes, I am writing a book.
What is the book about? Tell us.
The book is called The Kama Sutra.
That's already written, buddy.
Well,
I thought you were writing an extensive book about Batman.
Oh, nah. You dropped that? Yeah, I'm writing the new Kama Sutra now.
Okay, you're reinventing the Kama Sutra is what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. So you and Stephanie are trying out new maneuvers, and you're writing them down? Are we going to get full color pictures? Are we getting them drawn, or are we getting them? We getting photos?
Oh, this is going to be photos, yeah.
Photos of you and Stephanie in very interesting positions, performing them and giving us step-by-step. Now, are you going to give us a video instruction as well? I feel like for the internet age, you should give us video instructions on how to do some of these maneuvers sexually.
On the OnlyFans.
Yeah, right. I was about to say the video is for the premium subscribers.
Right, so we can all learn how to do these moves correctly and safely, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you will be okay. So we have that to look forward to. Dre's Kama Sutra.
Anything else? You could subscribe to my OnlyFans for 2 easy payments of $44.95.
Wow, you're so good that people are paying twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you must have a lot of content, a lot of great content, and a lot of good information. So if you want a lot of sexual advice and entertainment, you go to Dre's OnlyFans. Anything else?
That is it.
And that is it for this episode. Thanks a lot for listening. If you're a big Batman fan, hopefully you enjoyed it. And if you ain't, how the fuck did you make it through this whole episode? I don't know. That was interesting. Maybe you fell asleep. You're just waking up now. Wake up.
Maybe they're interested in Batman.
Maybe they, yeah, maybe you're interested. And to that I say, go listen to the last episode as well. All right. Thanks for listening. Much love. See you next time.